meeting, I think the message was received.
Senior advisor to President Obama, David Axelrod, keeping up the pressure on the Israeli government after it punctured Vice President Joe Biden's peace mission to the Middle East last week by announcing hundreds of new Jewish homes in East Jerusalem.
This was an affront, it was an insult, but most importantly, it undermined this very fragile effort to bring peace to that region.
At Sunday's Israeli cabinet, the Prime Minister urged calm over the dispute.
This is an unfortunate incident that was done innocently, but was offensive and of course should not have happened. We have appointed a team of senior government officials to identify the series of events and in order to guarantee such incidents will be prevented in the future. The most important thing is to emphasize that the State of Israel and the U.S. have mutual interests.
And those mutual interests are now under serious strain after Joe Biden, long known in Israel as one of its staunchest supporters, was embarrassed so publicly. The Palestinians immediately put the brakes on proximity talks, the latest setback to a peace process that has yet to go anywhere.
For this announcement to come at that time was very, very destructive.
Vice President Biden was on hand to deliver a blunt message from President Obama.
The Vice President reaffirmed our security relationship with Israel and the people of Israel. But there's no doubt that events like last week weaken the trust that's needed for both sides to come together and have honest discussions about peace in the Middle East.
Obviously, we hope to be moving much more.
Later in the week, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called the decision an insult to the United States during a 40-minute telephone call to Prime Minister Netanyahu. Analysts say he's split between striving for Middle East peace while not wrecking the fragile right-wing coalition he leads.
Netanyahu, if anyone wants to find an excuse for him, is leading an impossible coalition. He can stay in power only if he does nothing. If he does anything out of the routine management of government, he might find himself without a coalition.
It's not known what angered the White House more, the timing of the settlement activity announcement or the settlement activity itself. Israel is showing no signs of cancelling the project. Meanwhile, the U.S. is keeping up the heated rhetoric, but it's not known whether the Obama administration is prepared to move from public pressure to more punitive measures. John Terrett, Al Jazeera, Washington.